Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? You are now tuning in to 2 to 3 with Janet Lee on Blog Talk Radio, as well as with
your wonderful co-host, Keith Harris.
How is everybody doing out there today? It is 9 p.m. Eastern time out here in North Carolina. We will have, very shortly, Canadian rap group EMG, Entourage Music Group, coming on live on air in just a little bit.
From Toronto?
Actually, I believe they're from North Carolina, but now they're in Canada. Now they're doing their music out there and everything.
USA Canadian connection. That's going to be cool. That's going to be interesting.
Very much.
Local weather here in Lenoir County, North Carolina, is 83 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm sorry, 75 degrees.
What it got up to today was 83.
Yeah, okay, thanks. But lovely, very, very lovely weather outside. It seems like it was going to be some rain with occasional lightning flares here and there. No drops yet. Just a lovely cool breeze on this Wednesday evening.
Can you tell us what the forecast is for this Easter weekend?
Easter Sunday, 80, highs 85, lows 61.
Any rain?
Nada.
Awesome.
Little bit of cloud, but not much at all. So, hey, looks like everything is going to be on for the East egg hunts and everything like that. Easter Monday now is a little bit of a different story. Highs 84, lows 58. Cloudy with some drizzle or some rain, definitely in that forecast. So, yeah, that's going to be happening. So, but I guess that's okay because after Sunday, that'll mean Easter Monday will be a great relaxing day.
Yeah.
For people to be able to chill. So, that's...
The traffic's probably going to be crazy Sunday, too.
Right, so that's going to be off the chain. Also, I know one of the things I haven't been keeping up with I need to be keeping up with is this the chemical warfare situation.
Oh yeah.
There's the issue about the guy, the horrible, horrible tragedy. I know this is old news, but just going back in some of the ways that murdered his wife.
Oh wow.
And the kids died as well. So everybody's been keeping up with that all week. So once again, hey, our prayers go out. It's a crazy world. Crazy world.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Yeah, that's what time it is. So once again, it's 9:05. You're tuned in with 2 to 3 with Janet Lee. I'm your co-host, Keith Harris. How's your day been?
It has been great. It's been hot outside, as you know. But other than that, just relaxing, trying to get everything on track for the show tonight.
Hey, Empire. Empire Junkies. Remember, Empire is coming on tonight.
It's already on.
Hey, well, you know what? Check it out after. If you already tuned in here, I guess you have to catch the highlights, but I think that's going to be pretty interesting tonight, too.
You remember the show Honey Boo Boo? Mm-hmm. Remember her mama June? Mm-hmm. You know she's down to a size 4 now?
Size 400?
No, size 4. Pants.
Size 40?
4.
4?
4. Yes. Yes. She's dropped like over 300 pounds, I believe they said.
And the regular, I don't know how women's clothes go. You know, men
got like this big.
Yeah, because men, men, you got small, tall, law, big men. I never really seen that woman.
She had gastric bypass surgery and a bunch of other surgeries going on and exercising and eating right and stuff.
Did anybody know that she was on some type of exercise? Has she joined some type of exercise
program? She actually, I think what it was, she had a show coming out for her big reveal of her weight loss.
Oh, wow.
So nobody's seen her until after the fact.
Well, whatever program she went with, they going to make some money. Some people, I don't know about their money, but their pockets, but some people are definitely going to go look into that. That's real. I wonder what made her want to do that, though.
I guess she finally, probably helped. Because I know that's not healthy to be, but.
You know she was probably enjoying those delicious southern he's laughing at me in the studio. But I guess they was probably enjoying those delicious southern foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. So, in the meantime, Yeah, I want to let you guys know that you are tuning in to 2 to 3 with Janet Lee and co-host Keith Harris. We are going to be live on air soon with EMG.
So don't you go anywhere. We'll be looking for them to call in. You know, again, talking about that, the Canadian music industry has been making some noise in the last little while. But the crazy part is the Canadian industry has always had mad talent.
Yeah.
I don't know how easy or hard it's gotten,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Canadians becoming a lot more mainstream globally
right.
than just in Toronto. So.
All righty. You're tuned in to 2 to 3 with Janet Lee and my co-host, Keith Harris.
Harris.
We have live on air now the Canadian rap group, EMG.
Yes.
What's going on, everybody?
We good. Thanks
for
having us. Appreciate it.
Hey, no doubt. Yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome to 2
yeah.
to 3.
Glad to have you guys on. Been waiting for y'all for this day to get here. I know we had some little issues earlier today, but now we are straight live on air.
Yeah.
Now, if each one of you can introduce yourselves for all the listeners out there.
Okay. I go by the name of MC Quota.
I go by the name of Primo.
I go by the name of
P-R-E-M-G.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, how long have you guys been in the music entertainment business?
We've been doing it since 2008 professionally. And then,
oh, wow.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Yeah, out here in Canada. And, you know, so formed as a group 2010. And then ever since then, just been trying to get music out to the people.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, most definitely. Now, I've been doing my little bit of research on you guys, and yeah, I noticed that you guys are from between North Carolina and Canada. Are you actually from North Carolina?
No, we just used to live there. So we were born in Montreal,
okay.
And then we moved to Ottawa, and then moved out to North Carolina for a few years. Then came back to Toronto.
Oh, wow.
Hey, yeah, you know what? I can tell, too. See, I used to live in Toronto for a while, and I can tell, you know what I'm saying, like, with it being, or Canada in general, being so multicultural and things like that, you can tell that you guys really still, yeah, like, y'all got that cultural accent, you know what I'm saying, and things of that nature. If you don't, like, how did you guys come together as a group? How did you meet?
Well, we're brothers and sisters, right? So,
wow.
originally, Porter was doing her thing originally in the beginning, but we used to always rap as well.
I was the engineer from the beginning, and then can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
We're here.
Yeah, so I used to be the engineer. My two brothers were the rappers, and then we just one day met up with a mentor that asked me to rap, and I just started to rap my poems when I was younger, and that's just how it kind of just from there.
Okay. Hey, look, real quick. Every now and then it gets a little breaky uppy-ish a little bit. I know we're in two different countries right now, so it can do that sometime. Yeah. But wherever you guys were just at right then where y'all was speaking, kind of try to hold steady. I know it's three of y'all, it's, you know, but that we can keep
okay.
it clear a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, there you go. It's like an antenna right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, but no doubt.
Right.
But so listen. Sorry. Also, everybody, look, call in. If you want to call in any of the fans of EMG listening right now. If you want to call in and talk to everybody, say what's up, show your love. Make sure you dial in 646-564-9884. That's 646-564-9884. 2-3 generally to talk to EMG music group tonight.
Now, with the EMG, you guys actually start out as Entourage. How did you come about switching it to EMG to Entourage Music Group?
Well, we know it's the other way around, actually. We started off as Entourage Music Group, and then we evolved into EMG. We just shorted it as an acronym.
Oh, okay.
A new meaning for it stands for Empower My Generation. So
right.
The music side, Entourage Music Group, and then, you know, the upliftment side, the message side is Empower My Generation. And that's
right.
Our mission, and that's our Empower Generation.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What, you know what? What? How, listen, the Canadian music industry, I don't want to single it out, but that's not to be done. But I particularly continue to bring that up because you guys are, there's a uniqueness, there's a particular talent. I think a lot of people slept on the Canadian game for a long time and didn't realize just how much talent and skill was coming out of there.
Yeah.
You know, in the last, yeah, y'all know what I'm saying. Now, in the last few years or so, it's changed. You guys have you guys you got your work cut out for you. You're a great group. You're the best. But how hard or how easy is it for you guys to be able to follow behind the hype coming out of Canada right now?
The difference between us is that we work really hard. We're really in the studio. We're really putting our brains together. The best product possible. You know what I mean? It's just not really looking all night. We're just going to do us, be ourselves while we're doing
right.
it, and give you guys
right.
the best music possible.
You know what I think is that what makes it so hard for us or for Canada, and that's out here, is that itself. You know, we don't support each other out here.
Right.
So that's what makes it hard
yeah.
for our to be exposed. For the whole world to embrace us. And that's why you see a lot of artists from the city go out overseas and go to America to make it. You know what I mean? And after America embraces the talent, then Canada follows. It's always been like
right.
that for everything that comes out. You know what I mean? So that's the battle that we're dealing with out here. And they call Toronto the spoofing capital, and it's real out here. Like, nobody gives nobody a chance out here. Really sad,
hey.
But it's just, you know what I mean? And
it really
and
is.
At this point, we're upset with the city because of the way things are going. But I mean, it makes us work harder, you know what I mean? And hear the hunger.
Right. Right. It's important that way. You know, I like how you spoke earlier, brother, when you mentioned about laying the groundwork. And not really focusing on what everybody else does. I think that's also a display in a discipline, of just how you guys put the work ethic in it, and just work on putting out the best product.
Yeah.
Who does the producing? Are you guys doing some of the producing yourselves, or who's behind the music, the tracks?
Well, the tracks we usually get different producers, and we come together, we work on the some music, but as far as writing the music, we all come together and write together.
Okay.
Well, we don't produce. We're open for beats. Anybody has productions.
Okay. Hey, what style of music? And again, I want to point this out. Listen, I've had the pleasure, and I hope a lot of other people do and follow suit. Listen, I've had the pleasure and just the facets of variety in hip-hop music. Over here, I'm American. I love the music. Sometimes we're stagnated in the same beats here. What flavors Are there any flavors that you guys like? What other flavors do you guys add in beat wise? Like, do you add in some reggae behind the beat sometimes, or do you add in like, do you guys get chance to switch up just kind of how the beats go so that they kind of suit in with everybody? Because I noticed y'all up there with a lot of influential, like y'all don't open for Sprague or Benz, y'all don't open up for a lot of heavy people, man.
Yep. I mean, our parents are Jamaican, right? So we have that Jamaican influence in our sound.
Right. So
a single that's out right now called Tell Me has a reggae dancehall feel. So that's the type we have right now.
Yeah, well, we do it all.
Yo.
I mean, we try to be as versatile as much as we can, and we do it all because we're influenced by a lot of music genres as well.
Right.
I mean, so
okay.
We try to put ourselves
right.
Try to be versatile, you know.
Yeah.
Now, with you guys being siblings, I know sometimes it's even hard for me to get along with my siblings at sometimes. How hard or how easy is it for you guys to work together, like y'all do with your music and everything?
I mean, I think it's very competitive, you know what I mean? Because everybody wants to and bring the hottest verse. So
mm-hmm.
I try to be frustrated because, you know, we're not always together all the time.
Right.
For the most part, I find it's very easy because our connection is already there. We've been doing this for a long time. So it's very easy to execute together, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow. Now, like, okay, because I have a brother as well, and you know, he might be my younger brother, and I believe that your sister is the oldest. MC Quota is the oldest out of you three. Now, how is it, or do y'all find yourselves fighting off the men that come at her sideways during concerts and performances?
Well, she's well protected. We'll just put it like that.
Most definitely.
Hey, I got it. Now, okay. Have y'all ever grown up? Okay, because y'all in a group now. But when y'all was growing up or just in the household, before you guys even created EMG, you all probably had musical backgrounds or you liked music. Did y'all used to have any type of musical group around the house when y'all was young, or did y'all battle it all, or just have any kind of dance contest and stuff when y'all was little?
Yeah, we used to do it all. We used to dance. We used to freestyle in the bus stop. We used to go around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We used to be in a dance group and backup. So we all did that. We always do that.
We used a little bit of keyboard on piano as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried to get involved in the instrument.
And
stuff like that, but
yeah,
there was always music
okay.
around the household.
Our parents, our father was a DJ, and our mom is a singer, so she was on the road
as
well.
Oh yeah, y'all certified. In other words,
certified.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so you know, because that kind of led to the next question I was going to get to, because in career choices, and we'll hop right back to the music, because we also got that single,
that
track to play. So we're going to get into that. But you know, parents go through, you know, what are my kids going to do when they grow up, or Jimmy's doing that and Susie's doing that. But you guys, it must have been a little easier, I suppose, or more trustworthy, not only that the fact that your parents were already into music and entertainment, but they kind of knew where all their kids were. So it was a bit safer because at least they knew you guys had each other's backs, right?
Right, right. But I'm going to say this. Our parents never supported us when it came to the music. They wanted us to go. They wanted us to become a lawyer, doctor, you know.
Right.
They don't want us to go this route. So that's another battle and fight that we're dealing with to get our music.
But
out.
Hey, that's normal though.
Yeah.
That's normal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because
most, you know, a lot of parents are like that because they, but hey, can't knock them. They want it, you know, they want you to have that security and things like that. Y'all already know in this business is real. A lot of, you know, you guys have been successful in your climb so far. Some people don't get there, but that has to do with you guys' work ethic as well. You guys worked hard. You deserve it.
Right.
That's been a battle.
Let's go ahead and get into the new mixtape, Feed the Streets, Volume 1. What can the fans expect from this mixtape?
Trash.
You know what I mean? We came hard on certain. We just did remixes to the hottest right now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And the music for the people to listen to.
And I guess they started to cut you off. And just in case, just to let all the listeners know, again, if any of the fans and stuff like that are listening, call in to 646-564-9884 to speak to EMG live right now. Again, that's 646-564-9884. As well.
We actually have one of your tracks off of Feed the Streets mixtape. So if you guys would like to introduce it to the fans and listeners.
Okay. So right now we are about to get into a brand new song called Tell Me.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, what's up?
From EMG right here on 2 to 3.
With Janet Lee on Blog Talk Radio. You heard it here first.
Check it out.
That was EMG, Tell Me, live on
Tell Me
2-3 with Janet Lee. You heard it here first.
Listen, that's a dance club joint right there. If y'all put that on the radio yet, that's hot.
Yeah. In the place right now.
Yeah, we have it on high rotation out here. So.
Oh, man.
The video's out as well.
So you can download it as well on iTunes and Spotify, all the platforms, all the major platforms.
Hey, everybody need to go check that out. You know what? One particular thing I like too, it was the good vibes behind that beat. You know what I'm saying? Behind that right there. You like the gritty, you like the dirt, everybody liked that. But at the same time, that was kind of on both sides of the track. You could be in the club at night with that one, or you could be at the summertime barbecue with that one. Definitely hot.
Right. Versatile.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now,
ladies love it, man.
When y'all first...
How?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt anybody. I'm just so wanting to learn more about you guys and your music and everything. So when y'all first... How do you say that your music has changed from when you first came out with your first album to this album now?
I would say it has more of the melodic sound. And, you know what I mean, we kind of incorporate R&B flavor and not just hip-hop. But we kind of sound better. You know what I mean? So we're just trying to create our own sound. That's what we're really trying to do right now. We're still trying to find sound. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What does each individual... Because I know you all got a particular style, and that each one contributes to the success of the group. What's each one of you, if I can use this word, what's each one of you's kind of like superpower that you bring to the group?
Me, I would say I'm the hook master, Captain Hook.
Okay.
I would say I'm the business side. Yeah,
inside. Right. Okay. The womany brain side, okay.
I would say I'm, you know, a hype man, you know, great hype man, high lived.
Man, that's a combination right there. That's that's the three superpowers right there: the business, the hook, and the hype.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Each one brings an element. Say that again, bro.
That was the balance. We all balance each other.
Absolutely. Who's late to the studio sometimes? Let's get to the grit. Who's late to the studio every now and then?
Really, we have to go into that.
Quota.
Huh?
The women are always late.
We'd
like to make an
intro. Hey, go ahead. Hey, I'm listening, right? I'm agreeing with homeboy. He said the women always late. I gotta watch it over here. We gotta be careful, man.
They like to break
Listen, what's been one of the most, listen, you know, seriously, you guys, your family, you working, you support each other, you guys are working hard. What's been one of the most exciting journeys to this? It's kind of like a two-part question, because what's been, and I'll say this one first, what's been the exciting part about this with you guys being family and being able to take this journey together? With each other.
I think that's just it, you know, being able to travel the world with your family, you know what I mean, and experiencing, touching this with each other, I think it's a blessing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Just every time when I look to the left, I see people, or to the right, that's my blessing, you know, and
man.
Being able to
It has a journey of West this up, focus on individuals, which is a part of the game, but we still stuck together and we still here, we still think.
Yep.
Man, that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
What's up? Now, y'all actually have, let's get into this performance that y'all got coming up May the 6th, the Cut Hip Hop Award.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's the Canadian Awards. Canadian is the first, that's the first award show, Canadian Hip Hop Award show that's going to be happening in Toronto 2017 this year, May 6th. We're going to be performing. Also, we've been nominated for like two categories for that song, Tell Me.
What?
Yeah, we got now Best Reggae Single, and we got nominated for the best mixtape for the street. So we just need everybody to vote in for us, and we need to take home this show, and we'll be setting down the stage May 6th.
Hey, you know what? And I just peeped game when y'all said something, too, because, again, I'm not as familiar with the Canadian history of hip-hop as I should be, but, you know, I do know some of the pioneers and things like that. Listen, here's the question, okay? Because I noticed what you guys said. Now, I know up there they had, what's that, the Juno Awards, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so because I just noticed something you – sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Because I just noticed something you guys have said, and I wanted to make sure the people heard it clearly because, shit, I've been waiting on this one for a long time. So you're saying this is the first Canadian hip-hop awards?
Correct.
Yeah.
Man.
It's actually the third year. Last year was in Winnipeg, and the year before was in Edmonton. But this year they're bringing it to Toronto. So
what?
It's should have.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got excited.
You can live stream it, so everybody's going to be able to see it. If you can't make it out physically, you'll be able to live stream it online. It's the CutHipHopAwards.com. It's a three-day event. Because they have a trade show that goes along with the award show. So the two-day event of the trade show, you know, all vendors are coming out and the people, everybody coming out, coming together, and then on the last day, the award.
Where can the fans go to actually vote for you guys for the categories you were nominated for?
And what are those categories?
It's hiphopawards.com, and you can vote for us on Best Mixtape of the Year and also Single of the Year, Reggae Single of the Year. So we're nominated for two categories. So it's called Cut, and you'll be able to live stream it on online as well. So hope that the roster, the host, the roster is real. We're a part of it, and we have a real performance and a lot of
That's a big deal. That's an extremely big deal just in general. And I want to make sure that all the listeners realize how important it is to tune into that. As they spoke about earlier, it's been held in different places. Toronto, in my opinion, don't nobody hate me for it, but in my opinion, Toronto should have had one there a long time ago just because of the artists that hit pink.
That's to show you the division that's going on out here. Everybody's divided. You know what I mean? So hopefully this could bring us together. That's what the aim is, to bring the city, the culture together. And an earth culture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make a good. You make a good. Go ahead. You know, I'm sorry because you guys. Sorry for cutting you off, but you guys make a really good point there, and I hadn't really even recognized the division in that until it just kind of hit me. Is that that's true? Like, why in the world have they been, not to knock it, but if it's, you know, it's Canadian talent, why in the world have they separated the towns and cities individually like that? That don't really.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, T-O-T, the T-Dot, I know they, now, let me ask y'all this, because when I was up there, look, big shout, I want to shout out so many places, Young and Shepherd, Young and Dundas, Brampton, Mississauga, big shouts out to everybody. But where y'all from?
Brampton.
We're going to rep the B-Town, B-Town's finest,
Brampton. Hey, yes. Word up. Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, now let me ask you this, too, because it was the T-Dot. Y'all know it was the T-Dot
right
now. So when the six came, when everybody started calling it the six, okay, and I'm doing this because, hey, y'all rep T.O., and this is the culture, and I want and expect everybody to respect the culture of Canadian hip-hop the same way as they do it everybody else. So you got to hear it from the people who live it. Which one did you guys go to the 6-2? I know you probably still say it, but did y'all go to the 6-2 or do y'all still keep it T-O or T-Dot or what?
I mean, out here we usually say the dot. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it evolved to the 6, right? So,
yeah, you know.
Right. That's what's up. No doubt. So, listen, what's it like when the family's off? You know, when you guys aren't in the studio, you know, I know you're home, you know, with the parents or eating dinner, but what's it like when you guys aren't working and you guys kind of go your separate way and it's like, okay, I got a date tonight or I'm home doing homework tonight. How do you guys just take your minds away?
They usually kick me out. I'm never allowed around.
Hey, you the princess. You the queen, though. You got to expect that, Corda.
Yeah, for sure. I'm used to it by now.
Hey, word. Hey, and that's a good question. I can talk to the guys about this, but God, what's it like, man? Because first of all, because I don't want to get nobody in trouble or you know what I'm saying, or had nobody girlfriend vexed or nothing like that. Say that again.
I said, you know they're tuned in too, so be careful what you say.
Exactly.
Okay. Pre-life.
That's why I was going to ask that question. I was going before I accidentally aired anybody out. You know what I'm saying? I was going to be like, listen. First of all, do you guys got girlfriends? Are you single or what? What's the story, fellas?
No, we single and ready at all times. Ready to mingle.
Hey, there it is. Hey, do you guys? Huh?
No, I said our girlfriend is the music right now. That's what we're focused on. Just the music.
Yeah. No doubt. Staying disciplined with it. Listen, what's been one of the most... Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
What's been one of the most exciting shows? Let me switch that. What's been one of the most exciting times that you guys had opening up for one of these groups, because you guys have opened up for so many people, man. I'm over here tripping like, wow. What has been one of you guys most exciting groups to open up for? I'm sure they all you like, but who really like you were like, man, like I can't believe it's like I used to listen to these people.
There was a lot of them. I would say the one that sticks out to me was the Future show.
Yeah.
Crazy. We came late, and as soon as we got in the club, or spot where we was at. We had to go straight to the stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ram packed. It was like 4,000 people in there. And we killed that shit.
Shut it down.
I would say up for Vibe Cartel. That one was crazy.
For who?
That was different, you know? He had called us back, told us. Hello?
Sorry, yeah, Carter, who'd you say? Who?
With Vibe, dancehall artist Vibe Cartel.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah, so we had cut a record with him from like October, and then he called us back and said, "Yo, I need you guys to open up for my birthday party." And we flew back. He flew us back down in January, and from then it was just we teared down the place and we made headlines out there. So I thought that was memorable. From that's another one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy cow. What's been for you guys? What advice or would you have for youngsters or people trying to come up and follow you guys' footsteps?
I mean, I would say be yourself and keep pushing, man. Don't give up. It's gonna be a long journey. But if you stick to the music and be yourself, you'll see results.
Nope. And stay consistent.
Yeah.
And don't pay the bad mind no. Nobody. Stay focused.
Yeah.
I always ask this question when I have performers on my show, and I've got to know, and you may not have any, but is there any bloopers? Have you guys fell on stage or forgot your lyrics through any of your performances?
Hey, they probably don't want to tell that.
I wouldn't say this. I'm a tomboy. I'm usually a tomboy. I'm always in tight jeans, but these guys keep pressuring me, telling me to sexy it up and wear some heels. Me, I can handle it at a stage show wearing heels. And I had to knock the heels off. By the time it was my verse, I had to knock them off because I kept tripping. And I thought I was going to, like, actually fall on stage.
Wow.
Our shows is crazy. Like,
yeah, come on, high show. Energy, high energy.
Energy. Jump, walk.
Going down. We don't play with it. So. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so anything can kind of happen in any minute, I guess. Yeah, because when you hype like that all over the place, you know, as long as you guys don't hurt yourself, it comes along with it. The trip up feels good sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know? Well, you're not in heels. I can't imagine, you know what I'm saying, for y'all to have to go through something like that. Wow. Yeah. What are you guys best time to sit down and write songs? Some people jot them down on the phone on the highway, or you know, some people write early in the morning and some people late at night. What's some of you guys best time to put the lyrics in?
Mine is always 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why, but it always so weird. Every night I wake up around those times and just start writing.
Wow. I say late at night, or sometimes I don't even write. I just go to the studio, we say whatever that's on my mind and see how it comes out.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Right. How critical are you guys on your own work, you know?
What I mean by that,
I mean, like, for me at least, I know when I do a record, still come to my brother and say, what you think, my sister, what you think. I don't
right.
just jump myself, you know? I might
right.
think it's all right, and then like, it's all right.
Yeah, Primo never likes it. He's the hardest critic on himself ever.
Yeah.
But I always tell him, it's fire, then when he gets touched when he hears it, he goes, that's fire. So, you know, he's that type of guy. You know? But,
I'm like that too, so.
Yeah.
Like, I never liked the verse until when I really listen to it, and it has to grow on me, you know?
Yeah, I know how that, I know how that feels, and I consider myself a writer. I'm like, okay, I might go over one bar like 8 times, and I'm like, oh, well, I might write it, and then it don't come back out the way I read it the first time. Like, so.
Yeah,
it happens. Go ahead.
Now, outside of like being a rapper or a songwriter or anything of that, who are you? Who are each of you individually?
Personality wise.
Yeah.
I mean, out of the group, I'm the most humble one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm more the street guy.
We're waiting for the bat.
I'm more the street guy, you know. It's nice. I'm always in the, you know, I'm more for the people. I'm always out with the people.
Okay.
I see the defense, you know.
The defense?
Yeah. Both of us in play, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Way to turn up. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Honestly, great hand you got.
The turn up, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so when is, did we, okay, because the award show is coming up, the Cut Award Show is coming up. When is you guys' next performance? And what we're going to do, in case it gets a little breaky and people can't hear, we're also going to make sure afterwards that, Lee, you'll make sure
yeah,
it gets posted
we'll
on,
post the links
on the links. But the question is, the Cut Awards are coming up. Cut Awards are coming up. But when do you guys have a performance or a show coming up in the near future you want everybody to go to?
You know what? We're putting together a radio tour right now. That's getting being in the world. So we're going to be going city to city, doing radio shows, and doing performances just to get the word out
okay.
in the street. So that's
okay,
the next
okay.
step. You could just tune in and wait for the dates for the available the next city that will be.
Okay. Make sure everybody can find out where to get
the
itinerary.
Most definitely.
And now, sorry, go ahead, because I wanted to point. I'm sorry, were you saying something?
No, I was going to say everybody could tune into our social media to get those dates.
Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely. What's new track-wise? Because I know you got Tell Me. Tell Me is hot right now. Have you guys, what can we look for in the future, or is that just kind of on the skillet right now, and you guys are going to leak it out later?
Well, our second single is called Touch the Road, and that's featuring a reggae artist, Da Vinci. So that's coming next. The video's coming out for it as well, and it's available online right now on iTunes. So, and on Spotify, Amazon.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, before we get out of here, can you let the fans and listeners know where they can follow you at on social media to be able to keep up with your show dates? Excuse me.
Hey, hold on.
Before we get in.
Sorry. One second. We got a caller right now.
All right. Wait for the date. Available.
Caller, you are live on air with EMG and caller was dropped.
Okay, they dropped. All right. Yeah, all right. So go back.
Yeah, okay. Now, drop your social media handles for all the fans and listeners.
You can catch us at is on Twitter, Facebook, and IG is EMG Nation Inc. It's EMG Nation INC.
Yeah, you can follow me, okay. Primo Green underscore EMG on IG. Underscore EMG
okay.
IG.
And mine is Quota underscore EMG.
All right, all right, all right. Hey, shout outs, y'all. Got to do them shout outs.
Oh, man. Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you for having us.
Right.
Shout out all the listeners as well.
Yep.
You know what I mean? All the fans, everybody that's been holding us down, EMG Nation. We out here.
Salute.
Bless.
Listen, everybody, make sure you go out, check out EMG, go to the sites, get their music. We played the single.
Hold on, guys. We got another caller calling in right now. So.
Yeah.
Hey, caller, you're live on air with 3 to 3 with Janet Lee with EMG. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, caller, you're on the air. Who's calling? Call.
I hear y'all.
Hey, EMG, can y'all hear? Your cousin on the line. Can you hear him?
Hello?
Okay. Okay. Hey, I don't know. Caller, can you hear EMG? Can you hear your cousin on the line?
No.
She on there. Hey, listen. Hey, caller. Can you turn down? Do you got a TV or something in the background? It's an echo. Or it might be why they can't hear you. It's kind of loud.
Hello?
No. We're not, no TV on.
Not y'all. No, it was a caller.
Yeah, the caller online.
You still there, caller?
I'm here. Okay, we're here. Hi, we're calling from Connecticut. We just wanted to big up our cousins, EMG.
Hey,
that's my cousin.
We miss you.
Hey,
you
big shouts out for calling it.
All right,
shout out to Connecticut. Shout out to Connecticut and everybody else.
No doubt. Big shouts out to Connecticut, and thank you for calling in and showing the support too.
No problem. Yeah. Always.
Word up. Word up. All right, caller. Get that vote. Well, cousin already know the vote.
Yeah,
cousin
they
already know
it.
The vote, right?
You are cousin.
My sisters are Sister Joy, Aisha, everybody. We love you out there.
All right,
all
no
love,
doubt.
Love you too. Y'all keep doing
your
thing.
Thank you.
All right, big shouts out. Big shouts out to the whole Connecticut tour, as a matter of fact, yo. All right. Hey, damn, that's what's
wow.
up. Hey, and somebody else was, it was somebody else's.
Okay, let's.
Okay, hold. Somebody else is calling in too. I don't know if they can hear us when they call in, but I think they keep hanging up. So call it if you could hear us. Are they on now?
No.
Okay, so we're
now.
About to bring them on.
They are live on air now, caller.
You're on 2 to 3 with Janet Lee and EMG.
How you doing?
Hey, big shout out for calling in.
Shout out to
We can't hear. Where
are
they coming from?
Yeah.
When you guys are coming to New York.
That's New York. That's an NY accent right there. What's up, Carla? They can hear you now.
I'm calling from New York. When you guys are coming, I like tell me.
Oh,
thank you. Really appreciate that. We're going to come out there soon. and do a song like that. Now, maybe thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Hey, that's big shout out. That's
okay,
big shout out too, yo. Big shout.
Big up EMG.
Yeah.
Big up yourself.
Big up yourself. Big up New York.
New York.
Yeah. We love,
hey, Carla, what's your name?
In New York.
What's your name, Carla?
It's
Carl?
It's Lisa. Lisa.
Okay, okay. Big shout out to Lisa and NY, yo. EMG, yo, that's love all the way across the border.
Yeah.
As expected. You know what I'm saying?
It's
so,
sad,
no
sad.
Doubt. Wow, that's groovy right there. Listen,
yeah.
Everybody out there, all across the land, you've been listening to
2 to 3
with
Janet
Lee
and co-host
Keith Harris. Listen, EMG, I'm coming to Toronto, and I'm coming to see y'all because I miss it. And I can't wait to get back to my second home, and I want to see y'all, man. I'm proud of y'all and glad
yeah.
y'all doing y'all thing, holding it down.
And me and Keith Harris will be sure to get up there and vote for you in the categories that you are nominated for. Also, be sure to send me some more of your tracks so I can have them on rotation on my show.
Yeah. Okay,
yes.
Most definitely. Anytime you come to Toronto, just link us and we'll take care of it.
Hey, I ain't even going to get into some of the stuff I missed going on up in Toronto. We're going to talk about that later.
Off here.
I'm going to say one word. I'm going to say two words. Century Sam. Yeah.
That's it.
Everybody don't know about that right there. Yeah. If you ain't from there. Word up.
All right,
listen, we love y'all and we'll be talking to y'all soon.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming on, and we're gonna have to get you back up here again when you get ready for your radio tour going on.
Okay, yeah. Lovely.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having
me.
Y'all guys.
All right. Listen, everybody, just in case you missed it or tuned in late, this full conversation on 2 to 3 with Janet Lee with herself and the amazing Canadian rap group EMG will be posted live on social media for full playback purposes.
Most definitely. All right, guys. You have a good night.
Peace.
That was EMG live on 2 to 3 with Janet Lee and co-host Keith Harris. Be looking forward to their tracks being on rotation on the show, as well as go to CutHipHopAwards.com and vote for them in the categories that they were nominated for and support their music. All right, y'all. We'll talk again.